Mummers in all corners of Philadelphia are preparing for their New Year's Day parade, but there will be fewer than usual strutting on Broad Street. From WHYY's Arts and Culture Desk, Peter Crimmins reports on hard times in Mummerville.
A few days before the new year, the Golden Sunrise Club in South Philadelphia rehearsed its dance routine about a magic toy shop. There are dolls and stuffed animals, played by teenagers and children, coming to life and dancing to cheerful songs like this one. The choreographer is Karen Giorgio, and she's working with first-time mummers, some as young as 4 and 5 years old.
Both their first time in the parade. I don't think they have any idea what they're getting into yet.
What those little kids don't know is that this might be their first and last march. Golden Sunrise is the only fancy club left. All the others have folded for lack of money. And to be clear, there are still plenty of fancy brigades. Those are the clubs that perform elaborate dance numbers in the convention center. But as for the fancy clubs, the ones that perform a routine while marching up Broad Street, there's only one still strutting. Golden Sunrise president Jack Cohen says the idea of competition is now moot.
The purpose wasn't at this point to go for who's first place, but to see the crowds. That's what we're hoping with the new parade route. There'll be more people coming to Broad Street.
The competition lost its teeth a few years ago when the city stopped providing prize money to the victors. And without that money, clubs died by 1,000 cuts, by the price of feathers, the price of glue, renting trucks, the price of heating oil. Even with all volunteer labor, a mummer organization can spend tens of thousands of dollars each year.
This year we've been a little bit lucky. We were able to do some fundraising activities, and Republic Bank donated some money to us. But I can see why it's diminished so much is because of financial. Not just our division, but all the divisions.
One club that did not get so lucky is the original Trilby String Band. At 116 years, it is the oldest string band in Mummerdom, and this year it could not pull off a show, in part for lack of money, but more importantly, for lack of people. By regulation, a mummer string band must have 40 members. Trilby captain Joseph Kaminsky says he can only round up 27.
Even though we're an older band, a lot of our members are new to mumming. To the world of mummery, you know. A lot of our players last year were from cover bands. They learned our music and our style, and they did it. But just couldn't keep them. I just couldn't keep the interest of mummery.
Kaminsky says at the core of the original Trilby String Band are four families who continue a generational legacy of mumming. But that's not enough. He plans to set up recruitment in the new year to be able to once again march on Broad Street, no matter what direction it is. I'm Peter Crimmins, WHYY News.